you got sick with some sort of terminal something, what would you do? Would you go to a regular doctor and do that? Or would you forget the regular doctor and do that?
Well, this may sound flaky, but the first thing I would do is get an airplane ticket for Brazil. There is a man in Brazil named John of God who makes all this stuff look like child's play. And I know that, you know, again, this is the type of thing where it's hard. Well, I don't know how much you know about him.
I'm going to stop you and say something that maybe will surprise a lot of people and surprised me. And I don't know anything about John of God, doctor, except my own sister moved to Brazil to be near John of God.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I understand.
She bought land down there. She lives down there now in Brazil. She went down there to because of John of God. And I don't know, you know, I guess I've heard stories of healings and such, but I just thought I'd let you know that's how close to my family this John of God thing is. And so tell me about it.
Well, I have not been to him myself. I have a couple of good friends who have been down there. One has been down there twice. He's a man who basically, you know, he puts all of this paranormal stuff, in a way, it becomes like child's play. He actually is taken over, and here I'm speaking not as a scientist, but just by the reports. But again, I find him very credible. It's the sort of thing, if you just sort of heard about him and didn't have anything else to go by, you might say, this is impossible.
Well, tell me something about this John of God. What are the claims that are made, and what's proof?
There are about 3,000 people every day that he treats. They line up outside this little casa, this little building or set of buildings in this town 100 miles from Brasilia. And about 3,000 people go through there every day, and a lot of them, a large number, are healed or claim that they're healed, and he charges nothing. There's a variety of some are jet setters from Europe and from America. You know, Shirley MacLaine went there when she had cancer, and he supposedly cured her. There are peasants from Brazil who, you know, walk there, or they take the buses there. There's a book by a man named Pellegrino Estrich that is probably one of the best book in English about the cases he's very, very famous, of course, in Brazil.
Worldwide, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. And he's taken over. The amazing thing is he's taken over by entities. So when he's doing his... He does operations, for example, when people have glaucoma or something wrong with their eye. He goes into a trance.
Yes.
He won't even be looking at the person. He'll pick up a rusty butcher knife or a rusty kitchen knife.
Oh, great.
And he'll scrape their eyeball while looking out into the crowd for, like, the next person or something he's going to work on or something.
What?
He'll scrape their eyeball.
While he's looking into the crowd?
Yes. And, of course, there's no anesthesia. He'll just... touch the person, they kind of go into some kind of state. They don't feel anything, and healings occur.
And then I'll tell you, if I saw some guy come at me with a rusty butch knife ready to take after my eye, I'd be.
my friend, there is a room off. There's a room off to the side. There's a room off to the side where
where people bleed after being treated.
No.
God.
No, no. Apparently not. There's a room off to the side where people sit in what they call current. They pray to send him energy, and my friend was in this room helping to support him by praying, and he brought in a patient who needed some kind of abdominal surgery, and he lifted up their shirt and pointed at their abdomen, and a cut, a suture or something, an incision appeared while she was watching.
Now that's very impressive. That's very impressive. And I, where's the film?
Well, I understand. I understand. It's the type of thing that would take a lot of documentation to convince people who don't go there.
Actually, I've heard there are films.
Yeah,
there are films, right? This kind of thing. The skeptics go nuts with it, you know.
And you
really do believe this?
Because I've seen enough of it, and I know people who have been there that I am convinced that it's real. But I think after you immerse yourself in this for a while, you start to develop intuition about it, about what feels right and what feels fake. You know, and there certainly are plenty of fakes out there. And you know, one of the important things, just as you are a skeptic too, I'm also a skeptic, and I started out being extremely skeptical, and you have to be. And so you always are looking for evidence either way and trying to separate out the fakes from the real stuff. Because if you're trying to make a theory of the universe, you don't want things in there that aren't real. So
I wonder what God, I mean, this John of God thing is of interest to me. So I mean, somebody in my own family,
yeah,
all the way to Brazil to follow John of God. So must be a big deal. Is it possible? I guess I ought to do some reading on this and look into it. But John of God is one of those who goes as far as you just mentioned, for example, can open somebody's body with thought?
Apparently so, yeah. Yeah. And he would even say that he's not doing it, that his physical body is there, but there are these entities which he describes, he knows who they are, and he'll give them names. There are basically, they are doctors or other very enlightened people who are dead, and he describes, gives the names of them, who are these various entities, and they take over his body during these operations. So it's all kind of unseen, paranormal-type forces that are really involved in this. He doesn't even know what he's done when it's over.
Is there any record of this going wrong, or is the success rate just, you know, complete? I'm trying to decide. What are we... Is this like a miracle?
It is like a miracle, but I don't know about that. That's a good question. I don't know who's keeping the data, you know.
Following up, finding out if these things come back, or...
If you read Pellegrino Estrich's book about John of God, he does talk about doctors who have gone down there to do research. I think he mentions a skeptical doctor who went down there and ended up becoming a helper.
Really?
And, yeah, so that there are people who become converted from the experience.